Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain. I'm your host, Nova Lane, and if you're feeling like your thumbs are doing more talking than your actual voice, well, you've come to the right place. We're diving deep into something super crucial today: healthy communication in this crazy digital world. Ever feel like emojis have replaced real conversations? Like a text message just can't capture the nuance of a genuine chat? You know that feeling when a meme seems to sum up your entire relationship status? Yeah, we've been there. But here's the thing. Communication is the lifeblood of any connection, whether it's with a loved one, a colleague, or even just that barista who always remembers your order. And in this digital age where we're constantly bombarded with notifications and scrolling through endless feeds, it's more important than ever to hone those communication skills. So, what are the golden rules for making sure our digital interactions are actually meaningful? Buckle up, because we've got 5 key takeaways that will level up your communication game. Number 1. Embrace the art of active listening. This isn't just about hearing words, it's about truly absorbing them, understanding the emotions behind them, and responding thoughtfully. Think of it like this. Texting is like sending a postcard. You get a glimpse into someone's world, but you can't hear the music playing or feel the warmth of their smile. When you actively listen, you bridge that gap. Ask clarifying questions, offer genuine empathy, and resist the urge to immediately jump in with your own thoughts. Remember, sometimes the best response is simply a heartfelt "tell me more." Number 2. Craft your digital messages with intention. Before hitting send, take a moment to consider your tone, word choice, and overall message. Avoid sarcasm, it's super easy to misinterpret online. Be mindful of emojis, less is often more, and proofread carefully. You wouldn't show up to a meeting in pajamas, right? Treat your digital communication with the same level of professionalism and respect. Number 3. Don't shy away from vulnerability. Sharing authentically, even online, builds deeper connections. Think about it. We crave human connection, and that includes sharing our joys, our struggles, and everything in between. So don't be afraid to express your feelings, ask for help when you need it, or simply share a personal story that resonates with you. Number 4. Cultivate mindful scrolling. We all know the temptation to scroll endlessly through social media, but remember, those curated feeds often present an unrealistic view of life. Set boundaries for yourself, designate specific times for checking social media, unfollow accounts that drain your energy, and focus on content that inspires, educates, or simply brings you joy. And finally, number 5. Remember the power of offline connection. While technology is amazing, it can't replace the warmth of a genuine conversation over coffee, a shared meal with loved ones, or even just a walk in nature. Make time for those real-life interactions. They're essential for nurturing meaningful relationships and staying grounded in the present moment. Let me tell you a story about this. Remember that friend who always seems to be on their phone during hangouts? Yeah, I used to be that person. Totally oblivious to the fact that my scrolling was pushing everyone else away. Then one day, after cancelling plans last minute because I was caught up online, ugh, guilty, a friend called me out. It wasn't mean-spirited, she just said, "Nova, when we're together, let's actually be together." And bam. That hit me like a ton of bricks. Suddenly, I realized how much I was missing out on because I was glued to my phone. That conversation sparked a huge shift in my life. I started making conscious efforts to put the phone away during social gatherings, and guess what? The conversations became deeper, more meaningful, and way more fun. So, remember this. Communication is a two-way street, and it requires effort, intentionality, and a willingness to be present. This podcast isn't about demonizing technology, it's about using it wisely to enhance our lives and relationships. Take these takeaways, put them into practice, and let me know how it goes. Don't forget to share your thoughts, stories, and experiences. You can find me on all the usual platforms. Until next time, keep those conversations real, keep those connections strong, and remember, Your phone doesn't have to be the villain. It can be a powerful tool for building meaningful connections in this digital age.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.